Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, April 11th. You'll be interested to know, 55 years ago, today in 1970, Apollo 13 was launched from Cape Kennedy in Florida, and although it was scheduled to be the third lunar landing, the mission was aborted after an oxygen tank exploded en route to the moon. This incident highlighted the dangers of space exploration and showcased the remarkable resilience of the crew and mission control. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's rain and snow, and it feels like 28 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:11. And it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some rain and snow before 9 a.m., giving way to mostly cloudy skies, with a high near 45 and an easy east breeze. Tonight, expect more rain likely after 1 a.m., with a low around 36 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be just before 11:30, with a low tide just before 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 42 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect cloudy skies and rain on Saturday, with highs around 43 degrees and a northeast wind. Saturday night brings more rain, with lows near 39. Sunday continues with rain showers and mostly cloudy skies, reaching a high near 47. Monday turns mostly sunny with highs around 60, while Monday night offers a chance of rain showers. Tuesday brings a chance of rain and partly sunny skies, with highs near 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, in Massachusetts, the number of staff members at Newton Wellesley Hospital reporting benign brain tumors has now reached 6. This follows revelations from the hospital regarding 5 staffers in the 5th-floor maternity unit. An investigation has found no environmental risks linked to these cases. Hospital president and chief operating officer reassured patients in a letter, stating no environmental risks have been identified. However, the Massachusetts Nurses Association criticized the hospital's environmental testing as insufficient. The hospital emphasizes that patient and staff well-being remains its top priority and aims to provide accurate information amid widespread misinformation. Now on to sports. An exciting first round at Augusta National saw many stars positioning themselves well. Justin Rose shares the lead for a record 5th time after round 1, becoming the oldest player to do so since Fred Couples in 2010. Rose has experienced major heartbreak with 14 top 10 finishes since 2014, yet remains without a win. Defending champion Scottie Scheffler started strong with a bogey-free 68, aiming for a third green jacket. Rory McIlroy faced challenges, ending with a double bogey and trailing the lead. Remarkably, Nick Dunlop scored 90, the highest by a player under 50 since 1956. In local sports, last night at Fenway, the Sox edged the Blue Jays 4-3 in 10 innings. Trevor Story's ground out to second in the 10th brought Hamilton home for the winning run. Earlier, Duran singled to center, allowing Sable to score in the 9th. Bernard snagged the win, while Sandlin took the loss for Toronto. The victory boosts the Sox to 7 wins and 7 losses, leveling them at 500 for the season. Tonight, the Sox take on the White Sox in Chicago at 7:40. John Newcomb, looking for his first win, faces Davis Martin. The Celtics were off last night, but tonight the Seas, with a record of 59-21, take on the Charlotte Hornets at TD Garden. The Hornets are struggling with a 5-game losing streak and hold a record of 19-61. Jaylen Brown is out with that aggravated knee. Tip-off is at 7:30. And tomorrow afternoon, the Bruins are set to clash with the Penguins in Pittsburgh. The Bees at 32-39-9 aim to overcome recent setbacks. David Pastrnak leads with 102 points. In top news, DoorDash has teamed up with Coco Robotics to introduce food delivery robots to sidewalks in Los Angeles and Chicago. Starting Thursday, eligible customers can order meals delivered by eco-friendly, box-shaped robots. Coco Robotics, founded by 2 UCLA graduates, operates a fleet of over 1,000 robots that are remotely controlled by human operators and have completed more than 400,000 deliveries. While some cities have raised concerns about congestion and job displacement, DoorDash believes that this partnership will reshape urban delivery in the United States, expanding to nearly 600 merchants in Los Angeles. In business news, Sony has introduced significant price increases for its new Bravia 8 2-OLED television in the United States, while Canadian prices have remained consistent for the past 2 years. The 65-inch model is now priced at $3,999, which is $500 more than the earlier model. In Canada, the price stands at $4,999, equivalent to approximately $3,500 in the United States. This pricing strategy may reflect the impact of tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump. Sony has not confirmed if tariffs influence these prices. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% for the week, to about $81,000. Ethereum is down 1%, to about $1,500. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 10%, to 4 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Purple isn't a color that exists on the visual spectrum, but rather a pigment of our imagination. The human eye perceives purple as a combination of wavelengths from opposite ends of the spectrum. When red and blue wavelengths are detected, our brain creatively bends the visual spectrum into a circle, allowing us to see purple. Unlike violet, which has its own wavelength, purple arises from our brain's effort to resolve confusion. This phenomenon illustrates how our perception can create non-spectral colors, making purple a captivating illusion grounded in physics and neuroscience. And in entertainment news, China's Film Administration announced on Thursday that it will moderately reduce the number of American films imported amid escalating trade tensions. This shift comes as President Trump raised tariffs on Chinese goods to 145%. Although not a complete ban, the agency did not specify how many U.S. films would be allowed. Hollywood's box office performance in China dropped significantly, still about 75% below its peak in 2017. Analysts note that while local films dominate, American blockbusters remain crucial for drawing audiences to theaters and boosting consumer spending in China. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Lebanese-American poet and philosopher, Khalil Gibran. And he said, "Trust in dreams, for in them is hidden the gate to eternity." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.